first, I wanted to talk about women's high school volleyball.
Hurry
because
up, start,
they're what's that?
Started because I think he's trying to come in.
Oh, okay. I think the best high school volleyball team in the state is found down in Houston, where the number one ranked team from the what's going on here? What is happening here?
What is up? What up, Sapiens? What are my two favorite homo Sapiens up to?
It's
hey,
Chris.
Thought I locked his it. House, huh?
Chris from sales.
I didn't know you'd come back from your stupid little bunker or whatever that
thing
was.
We're on the air, Chris.
Welcome back to Chris Palace.
Yeah. You don't call it as a studio.
Oh, dude, man.
What?
I'm getting ready to outfit my double suite. You know, I have a double-sized suite there at Ampersand T Stadium.
AT&T Stadium.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. And so I got that double-sized suite. So, you know, I'm getting all the diamonds installed in it right now and everything. And
diamonds?
In prep for the big game.
Oh,
we got the big game coming up this weekend.
You're going this weekend.
I am, and, you know, I figured I'd come and invite you guys since I'll have a little extra room in my suite since I'm not going to be there.
Where are you going to be?
Well, you know, usually I'm in the suite or the owner's suite for a game or, you know, sometimes I have to suit up if they're a little bit, you know, in a desperate situation. But this week I'm going to be in the coach's box.
Really?
What are you going to do in the coach's box?
I'm helping out my buddy DQ on defense.
Dan Quinn.
Oh, you call him Dan Quinn? Yeah, I call him DQ because I'm on the inside. But
of course.
He's like been struggling to call the defense. So, you know, he's like, Chris, man, I need you more than ever. So I was like, okay, fine, you know.
So you're going to help call defense on
Yeah,
Sunday.
I'll help call defense and everything. I mean, because, you know, I'm going to be there anyway because that's where the scene's at.
Right,
because
sure.
of playoff,
you're always on
you know.
The scene.
Yeah, I don't make a lot of the regular season games. They're not worth my time. But. But, you know, when you get in the playoffs, that's what the Cowboys call Chris time.
Oh,
the playoffs. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to be there. You know, I got to stop by and see my boy T-Rom, Tony Romo.
Nobody calls him. He's doing the game.
He's working the game. Yeah. You know, Tony can't quite retire yet. He doesn't quite have the financial stability that I have. You know, I
mean, he's doing pretty
I can
well.
Retire anytime I want to, but Tony can't. So he's still having to work, you know, but he's working with that tool, Jim Nance, man.
Hey, come on. He's a nice guy.
That guy's such a drag. I hate that guy.
Oh, come on.
That's
You know, he's like always, the tradition unlike any other. You ever watch it when he's doing like the golf?
Yeah, we watch golf. It all the time.
Yeah, he's like called several of the tournaments I play. I only play in, you know, sometimes now I'm down to like one tournament a year. I usually just play the Masters.
I've
never seen you there.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But, you know, so he calls that one and he's like tradition unlike any other, you know. I tell you, what's a tradition unlike any other? Me going to the gym, crushing a workout.
Yeah.
I mean, crushing it, sculpting perfection once again.
Yeah.
And then heading out to an ultra lounge and menaging with a couple chicks.
Yuck.
Making myself feel like God.
That's gross.
Why are
it's
we
awesome,
letting you talk
man.
On the
it's
radio
awesome.
Right
you
now?
You ever menaged, George?
No. Menaged.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm so tired this morning.
Oh, leading statement here. Hey, why are you so tired, man?
Oh, I had to count all my bank accounts last night for tax.
Just your accounts.
Yeah, just the accounts. Yeah, there's no, I mean, you can't really, you know, count all the dollars that's in them.
Right.
But you can only count up the number of accounts.
Right. We don't have the technology.
I have to keep opening more and more because each one of them gets full and they're like, yeah, you got to open up another one or we can't keep track of all that. So, you know, it's counting them all up for tax.
For tax.
Yeah,
you're doing your taxes.
Plus, right. I was up late trying to give D-Press a crash course in quarterback.
Dak?
Yeah.
What could you possibly teach him?
Oh, man, he really wanted to learn. I'm actually proud of him, you know. I'm not going to rag on him here and everything. I'm actually going to keep this really positive because, you know, he reached out for help.
Okay.
And that's what you do, you know. I mean, if you need help, you reach out to the best. And that's what he did. He wanted to, you know, learn from me because I've had, you know, all so many national championships.
What now?
I think you said national championships.
I got so many national championships under my belt. And so he came to me, and so I taught him the mechanicals that he needed for his footworks.
Yep. His footworks.
And And so, you know, I taught him all that. So I think you're going to see a really different D press.
Okay.
Right. In this game.
That'll be interesting to watch.
So. Yeah. Hey, listen, speaking of the game, you guys ought to come out after the game at the lake at my party cove. Mm-hmm. All the 49ers and Cowboys are coming out there.
It's like going to be 40 degrees.
I bet.
To my party cove for a bikini party. There's going to be like lots of honeys from all the Fortune 500 companies.
You'll have your Baja.
I mean, you guys got to be out there because my parties are vag-tastic, man. I mean, any kind you want, it's there. It's just great, man.
Okay. You know, I'm just not believing any of this, Chris, because Tuesday, I saw you on your knees begging Dan Bennett not to fire you because you were behind on your rent for your efficiency, and he gracefully gave you another 2 weeks to prove yourself. So it doesn't sound like any of this is true.
But you're crushing it.
That wasn't the only thing he made me do on my knees.
Chris, is he okay? Sean, you can see him.
Once again in the ticker room.
He's all bloody.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'm back, you in members, just like the Cowboys!
There he goes. We'll look for him in the coach's box on Sunday. Chris.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian, and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.